Here is a quick preamble for this episode of Ham Radio. I recorded it on the quick with my little shitty recorder that makes annoying grindy noises. And then when I was editing, I was like, listen to this grinding, it's awful. But if I go into Adobe Audition and choose adaptive noise reduction, it kind of goes through with its computer brain and tries to decide what the best way is to reduce noise. It definitely helped with the grinding, but it also made things sound whacked out and spacey. And since a lot of this is outside with rain and things, it takes some pretty sudden dynamic shifts all of a sudden. So just telling you, if you think this episode sounds weird and crappy, it's not your imagination. But just pretend that I'm taking a stroll on Mars. I'm just walking through another planet, man. What, you gonna get on my back because I'm walking on the other planet? It's free fucking Mars, man. I can walk wherever I want, man. So, take that, authority, and enjoy Ham Radio episode 102. Just finished episode 8 of XO about Tracy Morgan, and man, it is a bitch to make those shows. There's a guy from the show Radiolab, he describes theirs, because they do like 10 episodes a year, they just bust their balls on that show. And it's a good show if they would stop fucking, I don't know, it's got this tone that it's like, they're like 13-year-olds or something, I think. And maybe it's 4 kids? I don't know, I don't think so. It's just got this weird annoyingness to it sometimes. Anyway, the point is they put a lot of work into that show, and they only do like 10 episodes a year, if even. They called it like Bijou Podcasting Radio, Bijou Radio, Bijou Boutique Radio. I think that's kind of cool, because it's kind of what XO seems like to me, with like, well, the reason I started doing it was A Life Well Wasted by Robert Ashley. Guy's only put up 4 episodes, man. He'd like, if he puts out an episode in a 2-month span, it's like, that's unusual. But I always look forward to it like crazy, you know? It's like such an event when he's done one. I think it's kind of cool. So that's sort of, my XO schedule's been a little faster than that. But fuck, man, I did this one episode. Just ludicrous how long it took. I fucking threw it together in like 3 hours. Thought it was a pretty easy idea just to take this interview with Tracy Morgan. Then I fucking had to sift through it like 8 times, at least, just every time I went through, here's another thing to fix, here's another thing, here's another thing, here's another thing. You just listen through and it's not quite right, there's something that's not flowing quite right, or some song that isn't working, and just lunacy how much work it is, fucking insane. But anyway, it's all done now, so I'm gonna go take a little stroll in the rain, and maybe record a nice ham radio, because this podcast is nothing, holy fuck. Fucking stuttering babbling I just finished doing. I probably would have cut all that out, thrown it away if it's an XO, but it's ham radio. Who gives a shit? It's just to play songs and relax, man. I'm using my shitty recorder that sounds all bad. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. So let's start with a song that I just did another episode of Here's Some Fucking Videos. That was my little music video show that I haven't really kept up with, but toss this song in as a background tune, and I'm going to use it in an XO eventually. It's a mashup somebody did of a Bjork song called Hidden Place and the Nine Inch Nails song Zero Sum. And when you put them together, it's just fucking cool as shit. It really works well. So let's listen to that, shall we, while I get my umbrella and go for a stroll.
Go to that dark place.
Damn, that is cool. That really just kind of takes that song and kicks it up a notch. The choruses especially just fit so well together. That's fucking cool! So I got myself all bundled up, got a nice big sweet-ass umbrella, but I didn't think about my feet. My feet instantly got wet. My toes are all wet. Man, this is one, like, super Vancouver-y day. It's actually pretty warm for November, but, yeah, you can't see the sun at all. The whole sky is just a sheet of even grayness. And across the river, the other side of the river, it's just this, like, foggy mist. Lots of rain. Kind of nice, though. There's nobody else around. That's cool. People are far too fucking bitches. You can't even come out in the rain. Well, good. Means I don't have to put up with you other people. It's just me walking around, talking to no one in public. As I was walking along this umbrella, I noticed there's a little teeny tiny spider that was clinging to the underside of it that was obviously in there before I grabbed it. So now I'm in a little this little shelter thing, just a little, I don't know, it's a picnic table with like a roof over it over here at the park. So I managed to dislodge the spider. Now he's hanging out on the picnic table. I'm sure he'll find a nice little way to hide under there until all this rain stops. All right, so next up, here's another song that I've been pushing this one hard, man, in one of the XOs. It got a showcase, and on the Here's Some Fucking Videos, I played it as well, and I'm going to play it on ham radio also, because you really can't hear this song too many times. It's called Polite Dance Song by The Bird and the Bee. The guy in this band, it's a guy and a girl, and the guy is, he used to play keyboard or piano or whatever in a band called Gegita that, as far as I know, was not at all well-known or famous, but somehow a Gegita album found its way around these parts years ago, and they had some catchy-ass songs. So this is The Bird and the Bee, Polite Dance Song. I fucking mental for this song. I can just listen to it like a zillion billion times.
Would you please, would you please, would you please, would you please?
So, a couple episodes back, oh shit, there's like a fuck ton of water on this path. I'm trying to figure out how to walk through this without getting all wet. Ah, shit. Man, I don't think I can do this. Anyway, a couple episodes back, I did an XO episode all about Alice in Chains. So before I started putting that together, that was kind of an interesting little thing to try, just to see if I could only use songs, you know, in this narrow category. Usually I just use whatever. Whatever I happen to have around that I think is going to work, toss it in. But in this time, in that case, stumbling over your tongue like some fucking NPR fucking interviewer. Fucking NPR. Fuck you. I hate you. What I decided I was going to do was just use songs related to Alice in Chains to see if that worked. And it did. It worked really well. But what I did first was to just find a bunch of Alice in Chains songs or related that I liked, put them in a big slush pile. So I had all these extra songs that I didn't use, and I was like, maybe I should do a song about that, a show about that. Leftover Alice in Chains songs that I like. But instead, I'm just going to play this one. This is quite an oddity. This is from Jerry Cantrell's first solo album. And, man, this, it's almost like a country song. I really think you twang this up a bit. This could be on, like, AM country radio. This could be a mid-level hit. Very un-Alice in Chainsy, but I kind of like it.
Gone to California, trying for my head. Gonna swim in the ocean until I'm dead. Let the infection spread. On my way in Texas, drive up on my ranch. Gonna take you fishing a big branch. Well, now you're my.
That's
Here's one more kind of odd tune from the slush pile. This is the band Mad Season. They only put out one album in 1995. It was Mike McCready from Pearl Jam, Lane from Alice in Chains, some other people. This song in particular also has Mark Lanegan from the Screaming Trees, and this seems appropriate to a rainy day such as this. It's just this nice sort of rumination by a guy who's getting older, or a couple guys getting older, thinking about their past. It's called Long Gone Day, and it's a pretty cool little tune. Here's a song called Officer XX by the Asian Dub Foundation. This one was in the last XO I did, the one about Tracy Morgan. Right at the end, when he's talking about how he got his first check from Saturday Night Live and then packed up all his shit in the middle of the night and got the fuck out of Bed-Stuy. And, like, the opening of the song, it really sounded really cool when he's talking about how he felt like Noah with his ark, getting the fuck out of there before the floods come. But then, once the song kicked in, something about this song is just so intense, and the singing is, while largely illegible, such a large part of it, it just made it impossible to focus on what Tracy was saying. I had reduced the volume like crazy. I ended up sliding it over just to one channel, so it was only playing on the right side. No matter what I tried to do, it just wasn't working. So I ended up just getting fed up after about 7 or 8 tries and just taking the whole thing out. Just tore it out. Goodbye, song. And instead I put in an instrumental of Holiday in Cambodia by the Dead Kennedys, which also worked extremely well. Much better overall. But it's a shame, those little moments that get lost, that they just can't make them work. It's a neat little tune. Here's Officer XX by the Asian Dub Foundation. Stopped raining, by the way, and the sun seems like it's getting a little brighter, but I don't know if it's going to be able to burn off all this fog. It's so crazy foggy and misty. It's already like 1 o'clock, and here in old Canada it's probably going to be dark by late afternoon. We'll see, though. It'll be a race. Might still see some sun before the day's over. Here's a song I don't think I've played on this show, but even if I have, second play ain't gonna fucking hurt anybody. It's a band called Pinback. This song is called Fortress. I asked a while back my old roommate Relic from New York if he had any cool music videos he'd come across for the music video show I was doing. He sent me 6 videos, and I only got around to playing 3 of them because I kind of fell off the wagon on that show, and I don't update it very much anymore. Although, I'll throw on the other ones eventually, someday. XO just seems more pressing to me, far more awesome. So I work a lot more on it. But one of the videos he sent me was this cool little animated song video for this song called Fortress. And I dug a little bit into this band because I like this song so much, but nothing else jumped out at me immediately. And it's just how it is with music now. It's so hard for me to stick with a whole album. You know, really, really, either, or if there's multiple albums, forget about it. Just trying to sift through and find the gems, you know, it's tough to do. The other band I was listening to a lot around this time was Early Mart, and I ended up discovering that I really liked their first album quite a lot, but they've got like some more albums and I haven't got around to it yet. It's almost like I need someone to just force me to sit down for an hour a day and listen to music. Anyway, this song, Fortress by Pinback, it's really cool. A little mellow tune, kind of just slowly builds up on itself. By the end, it's got like 3 different little intertwining things going on. Fucking good song. Thank you. here's a good one. I feel like I'm not really doing that much talking in this episode. I just checked my little timer. I'm only up to like 12 minutes of blabbing for however long this show has been running. It's going to be a lot of music, short amounts of talking, large amounts of music. But I guess that's kind of, like I said on the last Ham Radio, XO has kind of, it's taken over the storytelling part of my life. Instead of just blurting it out like this, now I'm fashioning it into a pretty zirconia to display. It's kind of returned ham radio to sort of a purity of purpose, like the very early ham radios, where I was literally just talking about music. That was the whole point, which I actually kind of maybe think is less interesting, but that's how it fucking is, so whatever. That's how the fucking cookie has crumbled. So, I don't know. I just, like, I know there's some people that listen to the show who don't listen to the music. They just skip past. So there's probably not a lot of meat on these bones for those folk, but I guess the people that are into the random tunes, then we're still good. We're all good. This one is one of my beloved YouTube covers. It's a song called For Lovers by Pete Doherty and Wolfman. They just did like a few little songs together. He's, Libertines maybe? One of these dudes that's famous in Britain. Little teeny tiny England. It's got all these celebrities that are not fucking celebrities anywhere else. It's a really good tune though, and this is just a guy playing this song on his webcam through YouTube. And this is one of the best little YouTube covers I've ever heard. This dude is just does a fucking great job. He's just a totally normal looking dude, kind of a young teenage guy, a little bit husky, I don't know, just a real plain looking dude, but he just fucking kills this song. Unfortunately, every other song he sings on his YouTube page, they're just not songs that I know. So that hurts the awesomeness a bit. But yeah, I always really like this song anyway. And this is a fucking, what's British slang? A charming version. It's totally smashing. Very smashing rendition of For Lovers. Get in some Canadian content, as is required for me to do by law while within the borders of Canada. or else I'll be fucking viciously beaten. This is a girl named Holly McNarland, who I'm sure outside of Canada probably nobody knows. I haven't kept up with her much myself, but the very first website I ever made was a Holly McNarland website. Basically, I was trying to teach myself HTML way back whenever this was, 96, 97. And I'd seen this girl, Holly McNarland, on around Much Music. She seemed really cool and tough and awesome. Although she ended up being a lot more ballady than I expected, especially her later stuff and what I've heard of it. Very, very, leaned much more toward the softer tunes. But yes, I couldn't find any Holly McNarland websites. I thought that was pretty weird. So I made one real quick. I don't even remember what it looked like. I wonder if the Wayback Machine would be able to find that shit. I don't know. I don't know how I'd even find it. So I don't know. It was like Angel Fire or something. But this is a song from her first album called Elmo, and I just think it's weird that, like, Elmo, what a dopey name, but somehow she makes a song about a guy named Elmo. Fucking hardcore. This is just like a nice fucking kick you in the balls song. It's fucking cool as shit.
I'm still thinking about you, thousand ways to kill you. I'm still dreaming in pink, gives me reason to think. When I lay down my head, I'm still okay. When I lay down my head to go to bed.
We'll be right back.
I'm just walking down this little path that, I mean, it runs from, you know, I left at the Tim Hortons and it runs sort of by the river, but behind like a Blockbuster and a giant grocery store, you know, all the accoutrements of modern life, but there's enough like wooded area just like right here that I actually saw a deer here once on this path. So fucking take that, America. Actually, let's switch it up a little. Let's listen to some Louis C.K. He's got a bit about how much he fucking hates deer.
The other night, my wife sent me to Walgreens to get toilet paper because we were out of toilet paper because I had thrown it all in the garbage so I could get out of the house. So I'm driving to Walgreens. It was nighttime. And I'm driving, and then I see a deer. And fucking hate deer. I hate them because they're everywhere up there. I used to live in the city and I loved deer then because I was this liberal in the city and I'd see deer and, you know, you're driving with your friends out to the country and you see a deer and everybody's like, oh my God, turn off the car, don't scare the deer. It's just so beautiful. Look at the beautiful deer. Look how he looks around. It's just so mysterious and beautiful. God gave us a gift, everybody. Just enjoy it. Just enjoy the gift of the beautiful deer. But now I live and deer are in my fucking yard every day, and they suck. They're just rats with hooves. They don't matter. They have ticks that give you Lyme disease, and they shit everywhere. And they make a noise. Did you know that? They go, oh, they're assholes. They're shit animals. I go out every morning and throw rocks at them, and I try really hard to hit them on the head with rocks. And they don't care. They're like, they don't care. I don't have a gun, but if I did, I would shoot a baby deer in the mouth and feel nothing. I wouldn't feel anything. I just go, oh, look, he's dead. That's interesting. I guess that's what happens when you shoot him in the fucking mouth. I go out of my way to kill a deer. I would happily blow 20 guys in an alley with bleedy dicks so I could get AIDS and then fuck a deer and kill it with my AIDS. I would do that in a second. I mean it. I mean it. So I see this deer, and this is how dumb these deer. I hit him with the headlights, and he does that whole thing. And then he won't just go. He's like, can I go? Is it okay if I go? Like, and I'm like, fucking go! Go! He's like, go! Like, just go! And then I get close, and I try to kind of get away from him, and then I see him, and he looks at me, and he panics! I swear, and he ran and smashed his body into my fucking car! Like, just fucking destroyed my mirror, just shattered my mirror, broke his neck. I heard him break his own fucking neck. And then he just dragged his stupid deer head into the woods, and he died. And I'm glad he's dead. I was glad right away. I got out of my car. I did, and I yelled into the woods, I'm glad you're dead, you fucking idiot! I hope your dear wife finds you dead and dies of a broken heart. I hope your dear baby starved to death. You broke my mirror, you faggot, cunt, nigger deer. So I go to Walgreens.
That was from Louis C.K.'s Chewed Up special. I think that was 2008. I watched that one with Keith Malley at his place in Queens. And I just remember, yeah, we died laughing through that thing. It's like a lot of the premises, they kind of start, the setups sound like it's something you've heard before or it's going to go somewhere that you expect. And he always manages to take it somewhere awesome. That guy's really great. And it's one of those cool evolutions where I dug up some of his really old stuff, and it was something about it just wasn't working, you know? Something about it just seemed artificial. But now that he's, like, early 40s, the guy's fucking fantastic. He has got that shit down. that still seems a little sort of surreal to me too when I think back to like 2005 when I was in Vancouver and listening to Keith and the Girl and just kind of thinking like, man, it'd be fucking neat to be on that show. I don't know how that would ever fucking happen, but it would be cool. And now that I have been in that show and hung out at their house, like fucking Christmas is rolling up in 6 weeks. Last Christmas I was at Keith and Hemda's. How fucking weird is that? Strange though, because there's all the awesomeness of, you know, hanging out, watching fucking TV, Christmas, you know, I think Thanksgiving too, that wacky American Thanksgiving I had at their place too. Nice motherfucking folks, but it still makes it kind of weird now. When I listen to their show, it's not the same, because we did butt heads a few times, me and Hemda in particular. Oh, big argument, you know. So I can't hardcore shotgun the Keith and the Girls like I used to. I used to be able to listen to that shit for hours and hours. Now it starts, you know, so many memories associated with it. Now all these people that they reference, I actually met, and I know most of them in some capacity, and it makes it weird. Still, it's the best fucking show around, but I gotta listen to it. Smaller doses now. But I'd say, I mean, they're up to over show 1,000. I'd say if there's a good point, a good time to slow down, show 1,000 is probably a pretty good, it's probably a pretty good spot, right? I think that's a pretty good indicator that my fandom has been confirmed. And the bonus feature, anyone who hasn't got it, the Keith's last DVD, Culture Shock, the bonus feature I did for that, it's like a little mini documentary about Keith's comedy, and it's so good. It turned out really well. And to me, that's kind of like, that's my final statement, my final stamp of approval, my I like Keith Malley thing. Now that that's done, I mean, fuck, I'm not going to top that. So now I can just chill out again, relax, and slide back into fandom. It's kind of nice. Kind of nice. Well, for instance, I mean, they played a little clip from one of the XOs, the Alcohol Rant. And, you know, I'm getting a pretty solid listenership on that. It's already outstripped ham radio easily. And I get an okay amount of correspondence, and it's always people that like me, you know? Why else would you send me a letter? No one's going to bother. But when it's displayed, I forgot kind of, now that I've been gone for a few months, what it's like to be on display in front of the glut of Keith and the Girl fans, because, I mean, there's thousands and thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of them. Not all of them are very cool. Some of them are fucking annoying. But nobody I've ever met. See, that's the thing. I really think it's just the internet. I think if I met any of them randomly in real life, it would all be cool. But just, dealing with all that internet horseshit. Not cool. I'll stick with my boutique podcast and my boutique fandom. My bijou style. And if I get fewer letters, but they're only from people that like me, well, that is certainly not something I could complain about.
Turn the FM off to the air frequency. It's the sound that cannot stop.
as much as I clearly enjoy music, I never really go too far out of my way to keep my MP3s throughout the years. If I move someplace or hard drive crash or whatever the fuck, it's like, who gives a shit? Oh, well, it's all gone. It's so easy to steal music. So easy that, you know, I just figure if a song comes into my head, I'll just go download it again. Biggity bam. It's all being saved for me by random people out in the world, out in the ether. No need for me to pat rack it. But I've started to notice a flaw in that theory lately. It's this assumption that I'm just gonna remember about a song is wrong. Crosswalk light. Ding. Yeah, it turns out, now that I'm back home and I was digging through the closet of my mom's house, I found all these old MP3 CDs that I made. And digging through them, I found all kinds of stuff that I totally forgot about and I might never have thought about again. So it sort of showed me the error of my ways, although I haven't actually started making any more effort to keep track of stuff. Because who can be bothered? Anyway, this is one of those cases. This is an old song by the metal band Kitty, all-girl metal band, called Paper Doll. But this is one of their rare acoustic performances. It's just a really cool little tune, really fucking cool song that I practically forgot about forever and all time. But I came across it the other day and it's cool and I like it. So now we're all gonna listen to it like a big happy family.
Take notice.
right, let's end off with a little bit of a hippie groove jam. This is a band called the Wasabi Collective, the girl I used to date in Vancouver. Really liked this band. And I remember we went to see them live at a place on Granville Island one time. I didn't really know them, and in general, this kind of music isn't exactly my thing. And she would mention how she used to have this live album by them, like a double live CD. So when we got to the show, but she had lost it, we got to the show and they had a new one, you know, another double live. And I managed to somehow slide over and buy it without her noticing, which was tricky because, as young lovers are wont to do, we were fairly attached at the hip most of the time. So I managed to sneak over, buy it, and then as we were walking home, ta-da, look what I bought. And actually, the girl who sings for this band came into the coffee shop we worked at the next day. I wasn't working that day, but Erica was. She got to meet her. It was like, cool. Quite a few sort of celebrity types ended up going through that coffee shop. It was quite centrally located. And not being locals, they didn't know that it sucked balls. Anyway, that CD became a real fixture in the CD player at the coffee shop because it was chill enough that it didn't really stand out, cause any big problems. And most of it just kind of washed over me, but there was this one song called Flowers that always stood out. Every time it came on, it kind of perked me up. It's like, alright, cool. I like this song. So the other day I was going through pictures from back in that time, trying to decide if there's a way I could pastiche them together into a sort of video XO episode. I'm not sure yet. Anyway, I was looking for songs I could use, so I went to look up this one, and I found a studio version that at first I didn't like it as well. It just seemed like a studio recording just doesn't fit as well for you know, a long, drawn-out groove tune. But as I listen to it more, I like it more and more. And it brings back some fond memories. So to close out this show, here's Flowers by the Wasabi Collective.
See you.
I just walked past my brother. So, you know, even though I don't really talk to him anymore, polite thing to do is to say hello. So I did. And he pantomimed shooting me. This is kind of creepy because he's way more mellow than he used to be. He's all schizophrenic and crazy. But back in the day, I don't know, I honestly, like, would not have been particularly shocked if he went fucking bananas and killed everybody. Actually, I kind of owe him in a way. I was really dragging my feet getting out of my parents' house. I stayed at my parents' house till I was like 20 or 21. And I might have stayed a little longer, but being around that guy was just intolerable. Anyway, who's still with me? Anybody still listening? Maybe you heard that was the last song, and then when it turned out to be a 7-minute groove-a-thon, you just turned it the fuck off. You're like, that's good, I'm done. Or maybe you actually have an MP3 player that shows how long a fucking podcast is, and you can just glance down and see how much time there's left to go. You fancy pantses. So used to using little $15 ghetto MP3 players that they don't necessarily display that information or have a display at all. Anyway, just finished my big walkabout. As soon as I got home, I got a call from my friend Matt. He's like, hey, you want to meet me across the river? Go grab a coffee. And I was like, sure, man, why the fuck not? Although that one coffee from Tim Hortons, even though it's just a medium, I didn't even finish it. It's kind of wigging me out, giving me a bit of a headache. I either got to go to small or just stop drinking coffee. Anyway, that's one thing that's a shame once winter gets super cold. It's nice that it's still more or less nice out, because I like walking places. Got nothing against that. In fact, just 2 days ago, I walked all the way to Matt's house, which is literally the other end of town, like across the whole city, up a big hill. It's like an hour and a half walk each way. But I was like, so what? Man, I got to listen to stuff. Plus, I had to listen through that Tracy Morgan podcast again. Had to sift through, find fault, things to fix. But yeah, just walked over, watched some TV with him, walked back. It's all good. Just, yeah, it's a good time to unwind, good time to relax, good time to listen to podcasts. I think that's one of the many, many reasons why New York made me nuts. Is, you know, Vancouver, it's a long walk. If I decided to walk from, I work downtown, if I decided I was going to walk all the way to where I lived in East Van, it's going to take a while, but you'll get there. It's a pretty nice walk the whole way. New York, man, it's just there was no way to hit escape velocity because I lived way out in Queens. I walked as far as I could in every direction, basically, and you just end up nowhere. It's impossible to get anywhere without getting in a train, which is awful and just then instantly brings my mood down because I fucking hate those goddamn trains in New York. And then that was the extra kick in the balls. It was like the first day that I ever walked around Manhattan all by myself. Just like, oh man, really? Fuck, like, this is what, like, Hemda used to say would, like, cheer her up. It's like, all right, yeah, just go to Manhattan, walk around, it'll energize you. And I was just like, oh no, I hate this. Oh God, it's all crowded and dirty and lines everywhere and just awful. If you wanted to find a bench to sit on, it's not gonna happen. Like, there's just, it's not relaxing. It's just blah, 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 blah. So even if I did get on the goddamn awful train, it was to take me somewhere pretty goddamn awful. Terrible. Anyway, since that was such a mellow song, let's kick her up a notch. This is one of my favorite songs of all time. I can't believe I've never played this yet, but it's Ultra by KMFDM, who are a pretty famous industrial band. They've got so many albums, just tons, and a lot of good songs, but this is the first song I ever heard by them. Same place a lot of people probably heard it, on that Street Fighter animated cartoon that came out years ago. And this is just such a ludicrously awesome song. I found an old Rolling Stone in the closet from about 5 years ago where they did the top 500 songs and then the top 500 albums of all time. And this song was nowhere to be seen in the top 500 songs. Instead, you have like 80 different songs by the fucking Beatles. It's a travesty, man, because this is like a perfect, perfect song. This is Ultra by KMFDM.
the pain and feel alive. My hatred heaps from this fire that burns inside of you.
Totally forgot to bring my MP3 player. It's in my other the pocket of my other little hoodie that I left at home. Nuts. So instead of listening along to Ultra, I was just playing it in my head, seeing if how accurately I could remember it, see if I could remember all the words and try to keep the tempo steady in my head, not skip ahead, not speed up. Man, this fog has gotten insane. It's just ballooned. It's about 3 o'clock now. It's gotten way, way worse. I'm in the middle of the old train bridge that's now a walking bridge. And I can't see either side of the river. It's bonkers. It's fucking cool though. It's some mist shit.
Yeah.
I almost forgot one more song. This is Live It Out. This is a song I played in one of the EXOs, EXO number 7. I played a little acoustic version, and now I'm gonna play the album version so you can hear the other version. This is the original version of the song Live It Out by Metric. It is way better than this song, which isn't that good. Opening the door to let the cat out. Little bit cold out, cat doesn't want to go out. Standing on the threshold, what do you think, cat? Huh? You just gonna stand there all day? I'm closing the door and the cat's coming back in. Cat, 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 cat,